If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
And I'm BJ.
And this week is the week of Dragon Quest Day, the 36th anniversary of the series. And so we decided we would talk about that, what we kind of expect them to hopefully, maybe, possibly announce and show for the 36th anniversary. And then also, you guys will find out if we're right. but still, hopefully it's a good listen, and if we're wrong about everything, you can enjoy just listening and shaking your head and rolling your eyes at us and being like, man, you guys were like so off.
which is very likely to happen.
It could happen. It is May 27th in Japan. It's Dragon Quest Day. And so it's coming up in just a few days from when we're recording this. Last year we got a whole bunch of cool stuff. We got treasures that was finally revealed, got a different gameplay and some like little cutscenes from that game finally shown. We got the DQ3 remake announcement that was kind of a nice surprise, and a little bit of gameplay shown off there. And then we also got a Dragon Quest 12 logo and subtitle reveal. And then we also got Dragon Quest Keshi Keshi, the Eraser mobile game that has not come west yet, but is expected to. All of that.
And
I never
downloaded it to play on the Japanese version either, though I know other people did. Did you give it a try, the Keshi Keshi?
No, I didn't. I've done it for some games, like I did it for DQ Walk and some other games just to kind of see what they're like.
Yeah.
But I have not done it for this one. Just, it doesn't look like my kind of thing. I mean, I don't like mobile games to begin with.
Right. Yeah.
And then this one, it's like, you know, it's kind of cutesy, the way the erasers look and things like that. And I see some people from time to time sharing screenshots of the game on Twitter, but it's not my kind of thing. If it comes to English, I'll try out a Dragon Quest mobile game. But I mean, I can't get into mobile games. Even Dragon Quest mobile games just don't do it for me.
Yeah, I understand that. I was just curious. It was one that even though I like mobile games, I hadn't tried it.
Yeah. So anyway, all that was shown off last year. And then since then, we have gotten nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
A big old pile
of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten nothing. Even at times when it seemed like there would be a good time to reveal stuff, like for Dragon Quest 3's anniversary. Seemed like a nice time to maybe, you know, give an update on remake.
Of Dragon Quest 3?
Yeah, it's just like nothing, nada. And I get it, you know, they're probably wanting to save some stuff for the anniversary. And also, you know, COVID has just thrown a wrench into like everything.
Yeah.
And so I get it, you know, companies are like hesitant to reveal too much too early, and just things change, things are getting pushed back. It's just like, I mean, it's understandable, but it's also like, it's still odd though that there's been just like nothing since then. That it's been, that we've had to wait an entire year to get any kind of new Dragon Quest information.
I mean, on the upside to that, we did get Final Fantasy Stranger in Paradise, where that has been worth all of the Dragon Quest non-information, right?
Yeah,
they did spend lots of development energy on that rather than Dragon Quest, which was totally worth it.
For those of you who are maybe not picking up on BJ's sarcasm, he's being sarcastic because he is not a big fan of Stranger of Paradise.
No.
So, but yeah, it is weird. I don't know. I think we'll get some more substantial stuff this year.
I really hope so.
I say that, but I mean, I feel like COVID has thrown a wrench kind of into my Dragon Quest predictions anyway. Like, there for a while, I felt like I was pretty, like, on the nose with some of the stuff.
Yeah.
But then it's like, who knows anymore? COVID's just messed up everything.
Yeah. I mean, and, it has.
And so I don't know, like...
I expect we will see something about Dragon Quest X offline. I expect especially to do something with it.
Well, that's the thing too, is that like this is going to be primarily for a Japanese audience, and I haven't seen anything like last year this far in advance. They were already saying that there would be like a portion of the stream in English. But so far this year, I've not seen any of that yet. And which makes me think that it's just going to be a good old fashioned Japanese only Dragon Quest live stream. And again, we're recording this a little bit early, so who knows? Maybe later this afternoon, they're going to say that there's going to be a English version or partial English version of the stream. But right now there hasn't been. But I think we might get a little something. I mean, last year it was the 35th anniversary, so I feel like they kind of went all out with trying to show a bunch of stuff because it was 35th. This one just being the 36th, I'm not like expecting that level of announcements. Like I'm not expecting them to, you know, show four or five things. But I think Dragon Quest Treasures, man, like I really think this has got to be it. Like this has got to be, they have to show Dragon Quest Treasures because the artwork was shown in like 2017, right? 2018.
Yeah, it was shown. Well, it was shown before we started the podcast, wasn't it? Like it existed before then.
Maybe we started podcasting in 2019, I believe.
Yeah, so I think it was like 2018, maybe, that they had put the original. You know what was it? Monsters at that time.
It was supposed to be monsters, but they showed the little kid versions of like Eric and Mia.
Of Eric, yeah.
Yeah, it was like
I'm thinking that was 2018. Artwork. But yeah, it's been a long time of a real just barren wasteland of information on it.
Yeah, and so I kind of feel like this has got to be when Dragon Quest Treasures gets some more info. Because, I mean, they showed off a good bit of gameplay. They said, hey, it's not Monsters game anymore, it's Treasures. And stuff like that. So I feel like it just seems like... Okay, this is 2022. It's been 4 years since that concept art was shown. And it's been a year since you showed off a little teensy weensy bit of gameplay. So it's like, come on, Dragon Quest Treasures. Like, just do it. Like, and give me it. Just give me it. It's like, I feel like Paul Rudd on Parks and Rec. Like, give me it.
Give me it.
Just give me it.
It's true. I mean, we say that jokingly, but it's true. And I would like to see it. I'm really hoping, since it's been a full year and we've had absolutely nothing on 12, that we get some sort of update. Whether it is more of a teaser than just the logo that we got last time, what it is, I'm really hoping that they give us, you know, just a snippet of something to know about it. Maybe get a protagonist look or something, maybe.
Yeah, I'm wondering that as well. I think if we get anything for DQ12, that's what I think it'll be. I think it'll probably just be like, hey, this is what the protagonist looks like.
Which I think is okay.
Which is exciting. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see what the protagonist looks like for DQ12. I'm also like, okay, well, like when... I guess the biggest question in my mind right now is like how big they want this thing to be. Because you also have to think like just Square Enix as a company. You know, Dragon Quest is a separate division, you know, Square Enix publishes it, whatever, than like Final Fantasy or even like Star Ocean 6 that's supposed to come out in 2022 and things like that. But it's like at the same time, they are still the publisher for all of these games. So they're going to have to kind of strategically release some of these. And with the 35th anniversary for Final Fantasy stream is coming up, it's also the 25th anniversary of FF7 and Nomura's RAT's, like, I think the quote was like that big FF7 news you've been waiting for, which I have to think is probably FF7 remake part 2 news.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's anything else.
I mean, knowing Square Enix, it could just be FF7 remake NFTs. It's like a Barrett NFT, a Tifa NFT, an NFTFA.
No. No. You are fired. We have now officially canceled Austin.
But seriously, I mean, knowing Square Enix, who knows? But I think that seems to be the FF7 remake part two. I mean, that's what I think it's got to be. And so it's like, with all of this stuff going on, you also have to think, well, okay, well, where are they going to like sandwich in these Dragon Quest games? And 2022 is already pretty stacked for Square Enix. You've got Star Ocean 6 supposedly coming out. You've got, what is it, Valkyrie Elysium? Is that the new Valkyrie game? I think it's Elysium. I
can't remember the name of it.
You've got Forspoken, which is coming out in October. You've got Live Alive.
It's hard for me to say that, though. It's been Live Alive in my head for like decades.
Yeah. Live Alive remake is in July. So it's just like Square Enix is has a pretty solid schedule right now. And that's just like, that's like their JRPG schedule.
not even considering, you know, everything else they publish.
That's true. I mean, they did sell a bunch of that to Embracer Group to make NFTs now, which is a solid business decision.
Yeah, it's almost like the NFT market didn't just crash into nothing.
Yeah, like literally the same week.
People realized that owning a URL to a link to, like, owning a link to nothing is worthless.
I just don't know about how much we're going to get this year. And I know, I feel like in previous years, when it's like comes to Dragon Quest announcements, I'm like, be a believer, we're going to get something. And this year, I don't know if it's just the weight of the world has finally crushed my spirit or what, but this year it's like, you know, like I'm saying, like, hey, DQ12 protagonist reveal would be cool. Dragon Quest Treasures update would be cool. But then deep down, I'm like, we ain't getting nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. I'm really afraid that it's going to be nothing, that we're going to get like just a, we love Dragon Quest kind of thing, and not get really big announcements at all, or any. If you really think about it, like any announcements.
I think we will get stuff for the DQ10 offline version. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, only for Japan. I don't think it's going to affect a lot of us here in the States. Who aren't going to be able to play it or don't have any interest in playing it.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably a pretty safe bet, especially because we know that game is coming out this summer. And so it's like, it seems like, of course, they would share some more info on that. Right. And they've been, I don't know how much you've been keeping up with it, but they have been pretty steadily showing off more information with it almost on a monthly basis. It's like there's always something new that they're showing off for DQ10 offline over on the, you know, all the Japanese accounts.
Right.
And so I think that's probably a safe bet. DQ10.
Yeah, I think it would be safe to say that we're getting something announced through it. I mean, with it having been delayed at the end of last year to summer 2022, like, this is the time to really start hyping it for that release.
Yeah.
That if they're not, then something may be up.
Yeah, well, and also, I also think they'll probably do some mobile stuff, because it seems like, I mean, every company does this, but also, there's multiple Dragon Quest mobile games out right now.
Yeah.
And so it seems like they'll probably, you know, have a few little updates about, you know, what to expect with DQ Walk, DQ Tact, DQ Keshi Keshi, things like that. Most of which, again, won't affect us here. But I think it's going to be that kind of stream. I'm not super hopeful. There's also the Die console game.
Yeah, I was thinking about Infinity Strash and whether or not we would get anything from it. And it's kind of a toss-up, because we are getting, like, the new manga. We're getting regular releases of it. And I don't know, but I don't know if we're going to see anything about that, because we haven't had anything since the initial announcement, have we? Or am I forgetting?
They've done some things in Japan. Like, last year, they did some Infinity Strash stuff on the Japanese portion of the live stream.
Okay.
And I don't remember. It seems like maybe October-ish, November-ish, they did a little, like, you know, showed off a few things from the game again, only in Japan.
Right.
I feel like that was like October or November, somewhere around in there, but they haven't said anything for here in the States. And I am kind of curious about this one because we have gotten the Dai anime, the Dai manga, volume 2 just came out here in May. I think it's out now. I don't know. I haven't gotten it yet, but I think it did. I think it came out last week. But anyway, the manga's being, you know, released in English. The anime came out in English. The Dai mobile game came out in English. And then it's kind of like it would be very disappointing if the Dai console game, because honestly, that's what I was most excited about out of all the Dai stuff. I was most excited for the action RPG Dai game. And so if it doesn't come over here, that's going to be a major bummer. Major bummer.
Salute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one that was exciting me the most as well. Whenever they announced it, like, it looked the coolest. It's more of the kind of game I want to play. And I just hope it didn't get backburnered for the States. If it was ever planned for the States, like, I've always taken it into consideration. Like, I always just assumed that it's coming out in the West because we've had really good luck lately of all of them coming out in the West.
And you were excited about it even before you had read like the manga or anything, because
it looks super cool.
You didn't know about Infinity Strash yet, and you were like, "This is the dumbest name for a game. Why would they call it?" Even before you understood what Infinity Strash was and thought the name was stupid, you were still like, I want to play this so bad.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool. And I still think it's a dumb name, but at least I understand why it's a dumb name now. It's not just them throwing, you know, like a Kingdom Hearts name at it.
Yeah, or like Final Fantasy Remake Intergrade Episode Intermission.
Is that what it is? I honestly can never remember the DLC because it's so many things like that.
Episode Intermission, yeah, except Inter is all capitalized and Mission isn't, which, why? But Intergrade is like the name that comes with the PS5 version that comes with the base game and Episode Intermission.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
you have to complicate
everything. I'm this isn't even me being, you know, my memory. Like, I really can't remember that. Like, I know it's all of that together. I can never put it together right.
Yeah.
Like, anytime that I see it, like, I thought there was an interlude in there too as well. So,
yeah. Man. And I mean, we can't dump on it too much considering that we have covered extensively Dragon Quest XI: Echoes of an Elusive Age Definitive Edition.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But I still think that's easier than like Kingdom Hearts 27/9 Recode Kai Alpha.
Dude, I can never remember the numbers that go with that Kingdom Hearts game. I've played it like multiple times. I've played this game and I still can't tell you the exact, like,
358/2.
Is that what it is?
I'm Googling it now.
I thought it was 352/7, but maybe not.
358/2. I was right.
Wow. Good job.
Excuse me. I was wrong. It's 358/2 days. I didn't remember that it was days, that it was 358/2 days.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a terrible title. Like I said, I've played it, have the game on a couple different consoles. Well, I guess technically it's like the cinematics for like the 0.5 or whatever. But anyway, yeah, and I still can never remember the title of that game because it's too many numbers.
It's dumb. And that said, I thought Infinity Strash was going to go along those lines, but at least it's part of the narrative and makes sense once you learn, you know, how it came about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of my thinking too. It's like, well, it kind of, at least it makes sense. Like the Infinity Strash doesn't bother me too bad, like knowing the reason behind it or whatever. I'm just like, cool, that's neat. But yeah, I think maybe they'll show us something from that. I don't know. I feel like they haven't pushed that one as much. And maybe it's because they're so busy pushing 10 offline right now. Maybe it's like once 10 offline comes out, that's when we're really going to start hearing more news about these other games. Maybe, and it kind of makes sense because they want to, you know, Dragon Quest is much bigger in Japan. The focus right there is on a Japanese-only game. So it kind of makes sense that, hey, as a company, we're going to really, really push this one first. And then once this is out, then we move on to the next thing. And that's
for sure.
We'll start hearing more news about it. So I think the point of this whole episode is that we've just convinced ourselves now that we're getting nothing. That's just, it's going to be 10 offline, which we're not going to get in English, and maybe some mobile announcements, and that's it.
And if we do get 10 offline in English and they do surprise us, it will be a joyous day.
I don't think it'll be at the anniversary though, as because they haven't, like, that was the thing, like last year it was like, hey, we're getting this in English too, so it seemed like we were going to be getting a lot. Yeah.
And but then, with them not announcing anything at this point on there being an English section, we're probably getting screwed.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought, is that we won't get anything. But and you know, there's no E3 happening this year, and it seems like every company on the planet is doing their own little like Nintendo Direct nowadays. Yeah. And so I'm wondering if Square will do one of those. So far, Square really hasn't. I mean, they've done like smaller, like the 35th anniversary Dragon Quest one and like the Final Fantasy one that's coming up. But it's like, it doesn't seem like they have done like where it's like a Square Enix. What did they call it? They did one last year. Remember?
All I can think of is State of Play, and that's just PlayStation.
It looked like, all I can remember is the artwork looked just like the cover from Green Day's American Idiot album. Like, if you look at it from way back then, the Square Enix, like, Play Enix, I don't know, whatever it was called last year, it did. It was like, whoever they got to design the, like, logo and everything for it, like, probably had American Idiot sitting on their shelf somewhere and didn't think about it and just, like, drew this and was like, this looks great, and then, like, sent it out into the world.
Oh, I mean, it does. It's Square Enix Presents, isn't it?
Okay, is it just...
Was that just all it is? Yeah.
But it looks just like the album cover for American Idiot.
It really does. It's got like the little heart with the swirly and the lines.
Color scheme is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like they... like, I have to... It looks so much alike that I have to think it's unintentional.
Yeah, where you can't... If you do that on purpose, it's like, come on. But if you do it by accident, it's like, huh.
Where I really do, I think the artist probably has a copy of American Idiot somewhere and then drew that and was like, this looks awesome, and didn't realize, like, American Idiot is just glaring at them on their bookcase or whatever, and they had no clue. Yeah, because they look just way too much alike.
They really do. That this is insane.
Yeah, Billy Joe Armstrong is coming for Square Enix.
No.
He could.
I mean, he could.
I don't know how litigious he is.
That's true. I've never heard anything, so I'm hoping he's not. So I would assume he's not, I guess.
But you never know. It's 2022. Everybody's suing everybody now.
That is true.
Yeah. But anyway, what about the DQ3 remake? That's the one you're looking forward to. We haven't brought that one up, really. You think anything? Any hope?
Not really. I mean, really, I haven't even thought about that as being part of this stream, because it's almost, they've shown it, but it feels like it's maybe more ethereal than some of the others.
Yeah. Welcome to Dragon Quest FM, where hope comes to die.
It's true. Like, anybody who's listened to us over the last few years has seen a noticeable decrease in hope of anything coming into the United States.
It's true. Yeah. It went from bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, happy, 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 to now we're just huge bummers for everyone.
It's true. That's what it is. It is. We're going to lose listeners because they're like, man, these guys are real downers.
We've been through some stuff, man. I mean, everyone has, but seriously.
But really, it's just like, this is where we project our hopelessness into, is rather than the world and politics and everything along, you know, that's blowing up out there. We just project it straight into Dragon Quest and expect nothing and let our hopes die that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on DQ3 Remake right now, too, just because I've seen from people who speak Japanese, understand Japanese, because again, I do not, that as part of the like Japanese only live stream, it said that game was in early development.
Right.
And, you know, we've got the Live Alive remake that has a very similar style coming in July and everything. So I have to think that that one's later. You also had, I mean, Yuji Horii originally said DQ12 would come out before a DQ3 remake, but that he wanted to do a DQ3 remake.
Oh,
and so it's like,
I don't even remember that.
We talked about it, but it was,
I'm sure we did.
It was 3 years ago before he went through all the stuff and the things. and yeah, but he said that like way back when like DQ11, you know, was just out and people were getting to 11's like true ending and everything.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I would like to do a DQ3 remake, but 12 will come first. And so it's like, well, if DQ3 remake was in the earliest stages of development, they already have that engine, you know, the little Octopath
right.
engine or whatever, the 2D HD or whatever engine. So it would be fairly easy to like, to, you know, mock up some of that stuff. Cause they didn't really show a ton of stuff for the DQ3 remake. And so it's like, it would be easy to do that really quickly than, you know, show, you know, DQ12 in a new gameplay engine and stuff like that.
Right.
Cause I think that's Unreal Engine 5 that they're moving to.
Pretty
sure I read that. So
that's going to be impressive. I didn't realize they were using 5.
Yeah, pretty sure they're using 5 for 12. I feel like I read that somewhere within the last like year or so. And so I think because of all of that, like I really do feel like DQ3 remake might be a little ways off, especially since they didn't like announce anything on DQ3's anniversary.
Yeah.
Seems like back in what, February, I guess it was. So it's like, I don't know. I really think that DQ3 remake might be further off than people realize. And I could be totally wrong here. Like deep down, I feel like 3 might come after 12. I feel like 12 might be the priority for them right now.
I'm hoping it is, because I really want the mainline more than any of this. Like I really want.
Oh, do you? Cause like last year you were saying you wanted 3 remake more. You want 12?
No,
more?
I want this.
You want 12 more?
No, I want 12. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The more I think about it, the more I want the like brand new, this is something that we've never experienced before.
Yeah.
I think I need that hope.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also, they said it was going to be darker. So
yeah.
Do we really need more darkness right now?
Hey, we got Stranger in Paradise. And if that didn't destroy the world and put it into chaos, I don't know what would.
But I mean, it didn't sell very well. And
it didn't.
I also wonder how that impacts other plans for things, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how. I've never read anything about how the budgets and anything like interacts with one another based on sales.
Well, I just mean like as Yuji Horii, if I'm making Dragon Quest 12 with quote unquote darker in mind, and then you have a darker retelling of FF1 come out that doesn't do well, are you going to be like, oh, okay, maybe people don't want darker right now? I don't know. Or then you can also look at a game like Elden Ring and be like, people want the darkness.
Yeah. Did you play Elden Ring?
No, because I don't like Souls-like games.
Yeah.
Everybody,
that's what I thought.
I've heard nothing but good things about the game.
Yep.
But I also hear that about Bloodborne, and I tried Bloodborne because I got it like added to my library because
your library.
My PS Plus
yep.
subscription.
Same here.
And so I downloaded it and tried it and didn't like it. It's just, I just don't like Souls-like. I don't like dark and dreary games, and I also don't like games that are hard.
And I did the same thing. I downloaded Bloodborne, wasn't a huge fan, and then they had Dark Souls 3 on, like, super sale, so I grabbed it mega cheap and played it for a little while, got through a few levels, and I was like, yeah, I don't like really hard games either. And what actually got me more than the hard, the difficulty, was that you don't have, like, checkpoints. Like, yeah. Real good checkpoints that they're so far apart that the campfires and everything, I was just like, I don't enjoy this nearly as much. I don't like repeating over and over and over parts of games. So, yeah, I haven't played Elden Ring either. But maybe so. People do adore it.
Yeah. Yeah, so who knows? I don't know. I don't think I would like a Dragon Quest Elden Ring.
No.
Personally. But who am I to say? You know, Elden Ring has done really well. So my opinion does not matter on this.
That's true.
So I think the general consensus here is probably DQ10 offline and maybe yep. some mobile stuff. And we're not hopeful for too much else, but we would kind of like to see a DQ12 protagonist.
I would love to. I'm going to guess that given what we know so far, if we see a protagonist, the color scheme is going to be black and red.
Because of darker?
Uh-huh.
I've been playing Scarlet Nexus and loving it. And that's like all the characters are in black and red.
Oh, okay.
The designs look cool. Oh, yeah, I like the game. It's darker. Its story is darker. I could be up for a Scarlet Nexus Dragon Quest game.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm picturing. Anytime we've mentioned the protagonist, I keep thinking of it being like red and black.
Yeah, cool.
Like kind of leathers and
like Yuito from Scarlet Nexus.
Kind of.
Kasane is the female lead. That'd be cool. Kasane, give us a female protagonist for DQ12.
I would love it.
Red and black. Yeah. Cool. I like it. And we ended on a positive note.
See?
Mission accomplished. We bring them down just to bring them back up.
Yep, that's what we do.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this episode. And sorry, I guess, for listening to this episode. Remember, you can talk to us on Twitter at DragonQuestFM. You can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. If you want to talk to me on Twitter, you can find me at DragonQuestin.
And I'm on Twitter at Professor Beej. You can listen to my other podcast, the Geek to Geek podcast, wherever you're listening to this one. And if you want to talk to us on Discord, you can find the link at discord.geektogeekmedia.com.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.